Welcome to St. James Bible Bites. This podcast was recorded at our online reflective prayer, which takes place each Monday and Wednesday at 9:15. The full recording can be found on our Facebook page. Today our reflection is from the Reverend Fabian Wirtz, entitled Follow Jesus to the End.
So we will go straight into our first reading, which is taken from the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 6. And we are continuing with Joshua being instructed to enter the land.
Now, this is the commandment, the statutes and the ordinances that the Lord your God charged me to teach you to observe in the land that you are about to cross into and occupy, so that you and your children's children may fear the Lord your God all the days of your life and keep all his decrees and commandments that I am commanding you, so that your days may be long. Hear, therefore, O Israel, and observe them diligently, so that it may go well with you, and so that you may multiply greatly in the land flowing with milk and honey, as the Lord, the God of your ancestors, has promised you. Hear, O Israel, the Lord is our God, the Lord alone. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your might. Keep these words that I am commanding you today in your heart. Recite them to your children and talk about them when you are at home and when you are away, when you lie down and when you rise. Bind them as a sign on your hand. Fix them as an emblem on your forehead and write them on the doorposts of your house and on your gates. When the Lord your God has brought you into the land that he swore to your ancestors, to Adam, to Isaac, and to Jacob, to give you a land with fine, large cities that you will not build, houses filled with all sorts of goods that you did not fill, hewn cisterns that you did not hew, vineyards and olive groves that you did not plant. And when you have eaten your fill, take care that you do not forget the Lord, who brought you out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of slavery. The Lord your God you shall fear. Him you shall serve, and by his name alone you shall swear. Do not follow other gods, any of the gods of the peoples who are around you, because the Lord your God, who is present with you, is a jealous God. The anger of the Lord your God will be kindled against you, and he would destroy you from the face of the earth. Do not put the Lord your God to the test, as you tested him in Massah. You must diligently keep the commandments of the Lord your God and his decrees and his statutes that he has commanded you. Do what is right and good in the sight of the Lord, so that it may go well with you, and so that you may go in and occupy the good land that the Lord swore to your ancestors to give you, thrusting out all your enemies before you, as the Lord promised. When your children ask you in time to come, what is the meaning of the decrees and statutes and the ordinance that the Lord our God has commanded you? Then you shall say to your children, we were Pharaoh's slaves in Egypt, but the Lord brought us out of Egypt with a mighty hand. The Lord displayed before our eyes great and awesome signs and wonders against Egypt, against Pharaoh and all his household. He brought us out from there in order to bring us in, to give us the land that he promised on the oath of our ancestors. Then the Lord commanded us to observe all these statutes, to fear the Lord our God for our lasting good, so as to keep us alive, as is now the case. If we diligently observe this entire commandment before the Lord our God, as he has commanded us, we will be in the right. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
And our New Testament reading is taken from the epistle to the Ephesians written by Paul. You were dead through the trespasses and sins in which you once lived, following the course of this world, following the ruler of the power of the air, the spirit that is now at work among those who are disobedient. All of us once lived among them, in the passions of our flesh, following the desires of flesh and senses. And we were by nature children of wrath, like everyone else. But God, who is rich in mercy, out of the great love with which he loved us, even when we were dead through our trespasses, made us alive together with Christ. By grace you have been saved, and raised us up with him, and seated us with him in the heavenly places in Christ Jesus, so that in the age to come he might show the immeasurable riches of his grace in kindness towards us in Christ Jesus. For by grace you have been saved through faith, and this is not your own doing. This is the gift of God, but the result of works, so that no one may boast. For we are what he has made us, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand to be our way of life. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
So two readings that are still related to the idea of being once slaved or stuck and being freed. You know, first reading is the reality of a nation who was under slavery in Egypt, and God's mighty action of deliverance, sending Moses to Egypt and calling his people out of Egypt, guiding them through the desert. And they are now at the gate of the promised land. And just before entering, Joshua, who's now leading the people following the death of Moses, is giving this set of instructions. This is the commandment. Interesting that he used a singular word, but with the meaning of all the instructions, all the statutes and ordinances that have been given through Moses during the time they were in the desert. This is the Lord your God, he says, but he has charged me to teach you to observe. And I wonder whether in the church, as Christians, we have that attitude that we are following the one God who we've become aware of and convinced through Jesus Christ, and we will unpack that in the New Testament reading. But God in his grace also has charged people to teach us. They're called teachers. In our church, we call them bishops and vicars or priests, people who have been set aside. I wonder myself, although I'm a priest, what is my attitude towards those who have been given the gift of teaching? Am I in humility listening to them? Sometimes I might not really agree, but they've been sent by God. They have been given the gift to help me live the Christian life as I should. So that's what Joshua says. I've been charged to teach you to observe. And there were three things to do for them. Fear the Lord, not in a being having dread of God, but respect, honor. He is the most important. Keep his instructions. And the promises is that your days then may be long, that things will go well with you, that you will multiply and flourish as a nation. And we have the famous first commandment, love the Lord your God with all your heart, all your mind, all your strength, with all your thinking, with all your decisions, your acting, with all your will. Keep the words in your heart, meditate on them. And I know that a group of the church went yesterday, taking a day just to be in the presence of God, to think, reflect, to meditate on God's word. We need to have that regularly in our days, morning and days. And that's what he says there, instruct it, recite, talk to it about those with your children, with those around you. And there is a big warning: when you get into the land, it will be a good land. There will be wealth, all kind of good things. And the danger is that we then become complacent and forget who gave it to us, but also the instructions that God has given. So Joshua says, do not follow other gods. Do not put God to the test. Do what is right and good in the sight of the Lord. For God is a jealous God. So when asked from later generation, what those instructions, what do they mean? Then you will tell them the story. It's interesting because he already kind of preempt the reality that in a few generations, people will have forgotten Egypt and the slavery, and they will maybe have starting to challenge those instructions as well. Why do we need to do this? Or maybe we are in a new situation. Those was for them. For us, we can now decide how to live. But he said, no, tell the story of how God has delivered you from slavery into freedom with mighty acts, with great display of awesome signs and wonders. And he calls you then and now to observe, to follow those instructions. And if you do, it finished the text, you will be in the right. It makes me think about Jesus, who is the only one who was fully and truly in the right, fulfilling the law by living in accordance to the will of his Father. He is the one who never followed other gods. When he was tempted in the desert, he said, you will love your God, follow him. You will not live by bread alone, but by all the words that comes from the Lord. And when he was put to test, he said, you will not put God to the test. And so in a sense, I wonder, and I would like to kind of compare this passage with the temptation of Jesus, because there were two similar realities. Jesus was just coming out of the desert, in a sense, starting the ministry, the promised land, the new thing that God was going to do, the deliverance of all humanity. And he was tested, like Joshua, coming out of the desert into the land. And the reality, as we read the historical books of the Jewish nation, is that they did follow other gods, that they did many times put God to the test, and that they did decide to stray from the right and the good. But Jesus didn't. He truly stayed in the right to the end, fulfilling the law and taking our place. And that's the New Testament reading. Similar to Israel's, we were also not slave under a nation, although some people do feel and live a reality of being in an oppressive country. And we think of the people at the moment in Sudan, in fears, and in Ukraine, and in other places of conflict. They know what it means to physically be under the oppression of a foreign and authoritarian reality. But there is a deeper reality, a spiritual reality that we all share, and that's to be slaved to sin, to be dead in our trespasses, to follow the course and the rulers, the ideas of this world, the philosophies, to be by definition people who do not follow the right and the good. And we just can't by ourselves. We need to be delivered, to be freed. And that's what God did in Jesus. That's what it says. God, who is rich in mercy, and out of his great love with which he loved us, even when we were dead in our trespasses, made us alive together with Christ. We become alive together with Christ because Christ went through death into the resurrection, conquered death and sin, and so can take us through the same reality, not through works, But as we believe, as we open our lives to him, we, by grace, by a gift, have our eyes opened. We realize what God has done on our behalf. And we become part of his life. By grace, you have been saved through faith. It's not your own doing. It's a gift of God. So let us this morning be grateful again if we have experienced that reality, the reality of God coming into our lives, opening our eyes, of us realizing our places of darkness and the things that are not good, repenting and turning to God and experiencing that new life. The promise is that now we have a work to do, but it's not a work in our own strength. It's a work that God has already prepared beforehand, a way of life. And so as Christian and at St. James, we should continue to pray that that way of life and those works that God has already prepared, that we will be in sync, that we will discover them, grow into them. And there might be some challenges and opposition, but it won't be hard work, because God will give his strength, his direction, and his peace. So let's pray for the life of St. James, the life of the church at large, for the reality of the world, for those who are feeling under oppression, but more importantly, that the church will once again be light and salt to the world, being what it always meant to be, good news, sharing that there is a much larger oppression, a larger reality of slavery, and that sin and death, and that Christ is the answer, and that everyone can experience freedom, forgiveness, strength, joy, peace, and all the fruits of the Holy Spirit. Let's pray.
For more Bible Bite podcasts, simply visit our website, www.stjamestaunton.co.uk, and click on resources. Thank you for listening, and may God be with you today.